This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. We were leaning in a coupe de ville. A Cadillac rolling on an open road. Nothing outrun
my V8-4. A Cadillac doing about 95. Moves bumper to bumper rolling side. Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with the awesome one, Earl Austin Jr. Martin will be here at 11 o'clock. We hope to have maybe Coach Berube sometime in the 11 o'clock hour. That press conference is going on as we speak. All right. Earl, you've actually been to a Billiken workout. And I want to get your take because there's a lot of Billiken fans out there. And we heard about this recruit. There's bringing in quite a few. We've seen some of them a lot in person. But his name is Gibson Jimerson. He's from Mount Verde Academy in Florida. And we understand this guy can really shoot. And then you told me something today, because you're not one a prisoner of the moment guy, but you tell me.
He could be one of the better ones we've had. I watched I've seen him on film, and I've watched him work out and everything. And he's got legitimate NBA shooting level range in terms of just, you know, the college line's moving back to, 22 feet, and he hits that easy. Got a quick release and moves without the ball, and just I watched him just shoot. You know, they went 5 minutes continuous shooting one drill, and he just kept going. Is he ever going to miss?
Wow.
And obviously, you know, that's something we've really needed.
Yes.
You know, it's been in short supply, even with our success. So I think he's definitely, and he's about 6'6", so he's got good size.
So I think a lot of people are thinking, wait a minute, so if this guy is that good, how did they get him
that
early?
They recruited him.
Yeah. I don't want to down the programming, but you sold him a little higher to me out there. You're downselling just a little bit.
No, I think he can be one of the, like I said, if he, for 4 years, like I said, I think he can set records as far as shooting.
Wow.
Yeah, he's got a really nice shot. And like I say, he'll put it on the floor a little bit. Now we'll see live bullets what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I was impressed. I was impressed by his. And we've seen some. Over the years, we've seen Sky High Mark, we've seen Irwin Claggett, and we've seen some guys who can.
He may be up there before it's all said and done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. As far as shooting the ball.
Okay. That's great to hear. And then Yuri Collins for our listening audience. He's just insane.
Yeah. He's fun to watch because he's one of the old school throwback point guards. He had a great senior year, you know, when he came off the shoulder injury and single handedly took that young St. Mary's team to the championship game. But his thing is he makes everybody better, really loves to pass, and does a great job of just not only feeding people, but in their comfort zone where they can do their most damage. He recognizes that, and he's really improved his shooting over the years. He's always good at getting to the basket and finishing, but he's really worked hard on his perimeter shooting, and I think that's really helped. But I think just the fact that he's just a consummate floor leader and just would make uplift everybody else just by that. I still put great value in that. I know that I sound like a geezer in today's game.
Yeah.
But I think there's great value in a guy that can do that for your team.
The 7-footer from Arizona, Jimmy Bell.
Yes.
You say he has some skill.
He's got some skill. He's big. They're going to have to take some weight off him. I know he's probably over 300 right now. Big. He's a big guy. I saw him went on his visit. Last year, he took a couple of rows, but he's got good hands, good solid feet. He's got a nice touch around the basket and everything. It's just a matter of conditioning and taking some weight off. By the time season starts, maybe about another 20 or 30 pounds, that would help his mobility, and I think that would give him an opportunity to, you know, be a factor as a freshman.
What about if the two freshman bigs aren't ready to get significant minutes? What about going small and playing Hargrove at the 4 and French at the 5? Tony Hargrove is just a player.
Yeah, he's a lot of people have seen him from East St. Louis.
Did I say Tony?
TJ or Terrence.
I keep saying Tony, the former Rams guy.
Yeah.
Terrence Hargrove, yes.
Yeah, he's a freak of an athlete, and he's really – took his game to another level and helped in leading Eastside to that championship. And he's just thirsty for knowledge and continuing to learn in the game.
And
loves to play. I mean, he was at every game last year. I mean, I get there at 5:36 to prepare, and then he and his dad are right there sitting in front watching him warm up. Oh, yeah, he didn't miss. Unless he was playing.
Yeah.
He comes straight from practice to Chaffetz.
That is awesome.
For the last 2 years.
And Terrence chose Slew partially because his mom has some health issues, and he wanted his mom to be able to see him,
right,
which is great.
She's going to see the show.
All right, what about the Swick kid?
That's Javonte Perkins. He's probably the best scorer of the group. I mean, he played at Miller Career Academy, and then he went to SWCC for Jay Harrington, the Hall of Famer. And he was one of the leading junior college scorers in the country. He was over 20-plus points a game, and he's got a nice all-around skill set. He can shoot it, but he can put it on the floor, make free throws, and he's good size, 6'6", almost 6'7". So I think in terms of just putting the ball in the basket in different ways, he really brings that element.
Good. All right. Now, I want to get to this NBA thing, and Plowsy, you can get involved in this here, too. So, right. We're going to go each spot, and we're going to pick five greatest of all time.
Okay.
I'm going to give you mine, and just tell me who I'm missing. All right. So, the center one is probably the easiest, because you have the big three of Kareem, Wilt, and Russell. Then the other two, Shaq and Hakeem. Would there be any argument with that five?
No. That's
pretty good.
That's a good one.
That's the one we probably won't disagree with.
Yes.
With all due respect to, you know, Bill Walton for a couple of years and Robert Parrish and others, but that's the big five.
That's big time.
Okay, now, power forward. I go Duncan 1, Malone 2, Bob Pettit 3, Kevin McHale 4, and Elvin Hayes 5.
Barkley 3.
Yep.
Barkley ahead of Hayes?
Yeah, Big E's probably 4.
Oh, you're not going to put McHale on there?
Yeah, 5.
Oh, wait, okay, so wait a minute.
Yeah, Big Blue probably, he's good, but I think he probably doesn't make the cut top five.
The best of his generation.
Yeah.
Okay, I can
see
that.
Oh, yeah, Big, he was tough.
All right, so Barkley basically moves in and Pettit moves out.
Yeah, but McHale and, who's the Big E? Yeah, that's a.
Okay, now, small forward. LeBron 1, Bird 2, Durant 3, Dr. J 4, and I have Rick Barry over Hondo and Dirk, if you consider Dirk a small forward.
Dirk's a power forward. He's a stretch forward. And yeah, he's probably on the cusp of top five.
Ahead of Barkley?
It'd be close. I'd still go Barkley.
I would too.
But Dirk, I think, was more of a four.
All right, so small forward here with Dr. J and Barry, 4 and 5?
Yeah, temporarily. Kawhi Leonard's going to displace somebody, if he hasn't already. I don't know if he's there yet, but Kawhi Leonard has put himself with that second championship, second MVP, two-time defensive player of the year. He's become a guy who can dominate games, dominate series, dominate playoffs. I don't know who I'd take out, but Kawhi is really pushing hard.
A lot of
that
people
list.
Will put Durant over Bird. I just don't see it. Bird to me is.
No.
I mean, it's amazing how he feels discredited at the number two slot, but obviously you have LeBron at number one. So I like that list.
Yeah, Durant.
Okay. Now shooting.
But
guard.
Durant could at the end of the day. Because, I mean, it's a shame he got hurt because I think he was on track to become all time leading scorer in the league, you know, without the injury buff.
And
so
now,
we'll
who comes back? If guys come back from Achilles that great. I mean, Kobe was never the same. Sometimes these Achilles things, he's never quite the same.
That's why you should stay with Golden State because he could do a lot of his work off the ball, you know, because he's not really a slasher at any point in his career. And I think with this ACL, it'll probably diminish in chances
Achilles,
of getting to the ball. Oh, yeah, Achilles. So I think you stay with Golden State and you surround yourself with good players. I don't know why going to New York was such a fascination, especially now. You can't take a year off and then lay a dud in New York. Especially getting paid $30 million.
All right, next up, shooting guard. Michael 1, Kobe 2, Jerry West 3, and then we go current. Wade 4 and Harden 5. Who are we leaving off here?
That's good. Klay Thompson is really good.
Mike Claiborne will agree with that one.
He's really good because he's a two-way guy. He's incredible.
But would you put
I like him better than James Harden, although James Harden's going to put up gaudy numbers. I like Klay Thompson better, but James will carry.
I'd certainly rather play with
Klay.
Yeah, James Harden, he's a great player. It's hard for me to put him on any top five list, he's got to be on there, I guess.
Yeah. Logo, man, it's really good.
That's shooting guard, probably the toughest you'll probably have to debate.
Yeah.
All right.
It's all right, though.
Point guard. And some of this is tough to classify as I get to number 4, but I have Magic 1, Oscar 2, Isaiah 3, and I know Steph Curry's not really a point, but I got to put him somewhere. I have him 4 and then Nash 5 ahead of
Allen Iverson. To me, he's like the prime of my NBA. I understand.
The AI is in a two guard.
Yeah.
You can put AI ahead of Harden.
He could be, yeah, I like AI or Harden. He's a
okay,
two guard.
Let's go.
Yeah.
But I'm leaving out like Stockton.
Jason Kidd.
Oh. Cousy, but that's going way back.
It's amazing you leave out Stockton. I understand. I mean, the gaudy assist total doesn't understand. The total
package isn't
there. I think
I'd rather
have
Nash than Stockton because Nash shot it a little better.
Yeah, I mean, offensively, you certainly take
Nash. Yeah, it's funny because Stockton ran the pick and roll. I mean, it was Stockton and Malone was the efficient, fundamental pick and roll, the poster child. But Nash and Amari, that was the sexy, more spectacular version of Stockton and Malone. The left hand wrap around for the dunks where the base, well, it was more new age where Stockton and Malone was the basic.
Team.
Just
yeah.
Equally effective. You know,
right.
Equally
effective.
Sean Marion. Oh, that team was so fun.
And you're right. Stoudemire for a stretch was just one of the most breathtaking talents. This guy's 7 feet and he's doing this?
Yeah.
Did you have the big O on there, Uncle Robert?
Okay.
I was just making sure that he was on that.
Now, a couple, like I said, just a few names here and there, just in one. Probably a number, I don't know if he makes the top five, but I think Bernard King is a small forward.
First stretch.
Was an incredible offensive talent, as we've seen in the league. At the power forward, don't know if he gets it, but Kevin Garnett was
big-time
probably consideration at that power forward spot. KG was something else. He kind of helped to usher in the big stretch power forward, but he was still a great shot blocker.
People forget about his Timberwolves there. In Minnesota, he completely was the one-man show. I know a lot of people remember him from his Celtics days, but he was absolutely dominant in Minnesota.
And wasn't he, in a sense, along with Dirk, like one of the first seven-footers that really had legitimate guard skills?
Yeah.
I mean, I always thought he could be like a two-guard if he was 6'4".
Yeah, I saw him in high school, and he was just handling it, shaking bake, and shooting jump shots and doing everything. But then he was a great defensive player. He was a great shot blocker, anchored your defense on the back line as well.
The one guy that I didn't put on there, I mentioned his name, but in terms of like a resume and like championships and all-star games, John Havlicek, who just passed away.
Hondo was brilliant.
Oh, my gosh.
Hondo was brilliant. Yeah, I grew up watching him, too. And probably he was the forerunner to like Rip Hamilton, Reggie Miller.
Great comparison.
The best at moving without the basketball, just constantly running, motion.
Yeah, you know, you brought up Reggie. Plays. I mean, would Reggie be ahead of Wade or Iverson?
No, I don't think so. Maybe AI, possibly, but not ahead of Wade. Wade finished the deal and carried a team to a championship. And it was, you know.
All right, let's take our final break for this hour. Earl Austin Jr., the sports editor of the St. Louis American, is with us. We'll talk some more hoops when we come back. But before we go to break, I want to tell you about one of our great sponsors. That's Hollywood Casino. If you're looking for a place for the weekend, look no further than Hollywood Casino. 99 Hops House is the place to be. Final Cut Steakhouse, one of the best in St. Louis. And there's also Charlie Gito's, really a fun Italian restaurant that you will absolutely enjoy. Hollywood Casino, they house the new community ice center out there, which is going to be the best hockey facility we've ever had in our town. We'll be right back.